We're chatting with Truro Ward 3 Councillor Kathy Hinton, whose area of town has definitely been devastated by Fiona over a week ago. Councillor Hinton, can you describe some of the devastation in your end of town?
It has been brutal up here. I'm just absolutely astounded that no one has lost their life in this storm in this town. That, to me, is the blessing of everything, because When you drive around and see this, and the park has been very hard hit. Our park is never going to be the same. But, you know, we will rebuild and we'll replant. We'll never see it in our generation, but future generations will love the park. Stadium in Ward 3, where Juliana and I represent, the roof is off that. This high school's had damage. It's just been one thing. In this ward, lots of residential, but there's also the fire department, the police department, most of the business sector. And it's just been a very, very, I think we're just all running on adrenaline now at this point to just try to get through this. And, of course, my concern is that I will not rest until all my constituents have power.
That is the big issue right now. A lot of people still without power. This is what, day 11?
Day 10
for some people, and it's cold now, down to -1 overnight.
It's very cold, and my concern is, and I had one yesterday of seniors who really are starting to lose it. I mean, you imagine 10 days without power. That's enormous. Well, one thing I've learned from Nova Scotia Power is the term one of, and that is when every street, when they have power, except one house. And those are the ones that may not be connected still for several more days. That's not a good thing. That term, you don't want to hear it, one of. One of my constituents, they even missed their father's funeral because of this, because they were one of. It's been brutal. So my constituents, they've lost all their food. They can't afford to restock the fridge or freezer. It's rough. You just try to find that strength there.
It's not hard to hear the emotion in your voice when you're talking about your constituents, and I'm sure they're all very thankful of the efforts that you and so many others are putting out there to help as many people as they can. Now, one thing that the town announced yesterday to help some people is an emergency shelter. This is going to be operated by the Canadian Red Cross, opening at the Truro Fire Hall at 5 p.m. today. What can you tell us about that shelter?
They can accommodate up to 50 people. It's going to be at the Fire Hall on 165 Victoria Street, the rear entrance. God bless the Canadian Red Cross. And this is for the residents who have no power or cannot remain in their home. There's going to be a hot meal there. And I told my constituents if they can't get there, I'd put my phone number right out to them, and I will drive them myself. So, I've got people even coming here having a shower or I'm trying to feed them or just to just relax. I'm asking anyone if they know of a neighbor or a friend that is struggling, or they haven't seen them out on the boat for a little walk, the Truro Police will do a wellness check, and so will the Ground Search and Rescue. Now, the Colchester Ground Search and Rescue, they are doing that. One other thing I did want to mention is we know there's some sort of relief coming to people that have lost so much. So I want to thank the Colchester Community Learning Center. Today and every day this week from 1 to 4 o'clock, they're going to have people fill out forms to apply for this relief, and they're located at 966 B Prince Street. That's across the street from the parking lot of the Royal Bank. I was with government for over 30 years, and I can tell you forms are daunting for a lot of people. So I really appreciate the help that they're doing for people to go in. They'll help you with their forms and get those off and to get whatever relief they can.
And you mentioned that you're making yourself completely available to the residents in Ward 3. How can they best reach you?
I'm very available. They can get a hold of me, but I put my phone number right out there, and I'm giving my personal cell now, and I have no problem giving it. It's 902-899-7838.
Well, thank you very much, Councillor Hinton, and just a reminder to everyone of the emergency shelter opening at the Truro Fire Hall later today, 5 p.m. It'll include a hot meal. Up to 50 people will be able to stay overnight if they can't stay in their homes or they're still without power. And again, thank you so much, Councillor Hinton.
I really appreciate you letting me get that information out. Thank you so much. And please, let's just hope today more people are connected.